National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories this week include endocannabinoid system plays significant role in embryonic development, a study says. Santa Barbara voters to decide on pot deprioritization ordinance, and Alaska Attorney General requests Supreme Court to rule on pot recriminalization measure. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. Our first story today from Nashville, Tennessee. Endocannabinoid system plays significant role in embryonic development. The endocannabinoid system plays a significant role in the development of healthy embryos and their implantation in the womb, according to preclinical data published this month in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. Researchers at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee reported that experimentally inducing elevated amounts of the endogenous cannabinoid anandamide and or THC in newly mated mice, quote, deferred on-time embryo implantation, close quote, and was associated with, quote, poor pregnancy outcome, close quote. Previous preclinical studies investigating the role of endogenous cannabinoids in prenatal development have shown that the body temporarily reduces the localized production of anandamide during embryonal implantation, though some researchers speculate that smoking large quantities of cannabis during this period could negatively impact this biological process. There is to date a lack of clinical or epidemiological data supporting the theory.
Nevertheless, it is apparent that a properly functioning endocannabinoid system is essential for both a healthy pregnancy and child.
That was Normal senior policy analyst Paul Armentano. Previous studies indicate that the endogenous cannabinoid system plays a primary role in the development of memory and oral motor skills in newborns. Some researchers theorized that a dysfunctional endocannabinoid system, such as one that underproduces anandamide, may be responsible for the development of certain abnormalities in infants, particularly the so-called failure to thrive syndrome, a condition in which newborns fail to properly grow and gain weight. In preclinical trials, infant mice failed to feed from their mothers when their cannabinoid receptors are blocked by the presence of a synthetic antagonist. In recent years, scientists have determined that the endocannabinoid receptor system is involved in the regulation of several primary biological functions, including appetite, body temperature, mood elevation, blood pressure, bone density, reproductive activity, learning capacity, and motor coordination. Next up today from Santa Barbara, California, Santa Barbara voters to decide on pot deprioritization ordinance. Santa Barbara officials this week confirmed that a municipal initiative that seeks to make marijuana law enforcement the city's lowest priority has been certified to appear on the November 2006 ballot. Sponsored by Sensible Santa Barbara, the measure directs municipal police to make activities related to the investigation, citation, and/or arrest of adult cannabis users their lowest priority. It would also appoint a community oversight committee to monitor police activity as it pertains to marijuana law enforcement. Seattle voters passed a similar proposal in 2003, which has led to a 75% reduction in citywide marijuana arrests. According to the results of a November 2005 city poll, nearly 80% of Santa Barbara voters oppose incarcerating convicted cannabis offenders, and 67% believe that, quote, marijuana users should be treated the same under the law as alcohol users, close quote. In June, West Hollywood City Council officials voted in favor of a resolution calling on Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies to not, quote, target adult marijuana users who consume this drug in private and pose no danger to the community, close quote. Santa Cruz and Santa Monica voters will decide on similar municipal ballot measures in November. Finally today, from Juneau, Alaska, Alaska Attorney General requests Supreme Court to rule on pot recriminalization measure. The State Attorney General's office filed notice last week with the Alaska Supreme Court seeking to overturn a recent Superior Court ruling that found the legislature's effort to criminalize small amounts of cannabis to be unconstitutional. In July, an Alaska Superior Court judge struck down provisions of a new state law that sought to redefine minor marijuana possession as a criminal offense, punishable by jail time. The Alaska ACLU filed suit to block enforcement of the law, arguing that it violated the privacy clause of the state constitution, which provides that, quote, the right of the people to privacy is recognized and shall not be infringed, close quote. In a 1975 Alaska State Supreme Court ruling, Raven versus the state, justices determined that this constitutional provision encompassed the possession and use of small amounts of cannabis in the home. Superior Court Judge Patricia Collins ruled last month that the Alaska legislature lacks the authority to override the Supreme Court's 1975 decision, finding that the Raven decision is, quote, the law until and unless the Supreme Court takes contrary action. Collins' ruling struck down sections of the new law criminalizing the possession of 1 ounce or less of cannabis, but left in place measures prohibiting the possession of greater amounts. Governor Frank Murkowski, who strongly advocated for the new law, has argued that Raven should no longer apply in Alaska because cannabis may pose greater health and safety risks today than it did in 1975. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. You can catch our new daily podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash, at normalaudiostash.com. Stay tuned every week here for Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.